This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. New York's death toll from COVID-19 has dropped below 100 for the first time since March. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, the news comes as other states are seeing a spike in cases.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says 84 people died Friday from the coronavirus.
For me, it's just a sign that we're making real progress, and I feel good about that.
Well, that brings the death toll to more than 2,300. Cuomo says two more regions, Mid-Hudson and Long Island, are on track to reopen this week, something he attributes to New Yorkers' diligence in social distancing and mask wearing.
You look at the New York curve, you look at how low it is, you look at the number of deaths, you look at the decline. Compare that with the rest of the nation, where you still see the rest of the nation's curve going up.
LA, DC, and Chicago remain persistent COVID hotspots, according to the White House Task Force. I'm Julie Walker.
It's Memorial Day weekend in the United States, a day meant to honor the country's war dead, but also the unofficial start of summer. As AP's Jackie Quinn reports, this year the coronavirus has made the holiday very different.
Even as states continue to ease back virus restrictions, celebrations are going to look different. Many states are still banning large gatherings. At California's Huntington Beach,
you can't lay out on the beach. You have to be engaged in walking, running, swimming, surfing, anything where you're moving.
But Dr. Deborah Birx with the White House Coronavirus Task Force says families should get outdoors to enjoy activities.
You can play golf. You can play tennis with marked balls. You can go to the beaches if you stay 6 feet apart.
Using a face mask. Some public health officials worry that holiday gatherings could cause outbreaks to come roaring back. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website.